Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Bom, bom, bom.
Extra dead today. There's just been so much going on.
Yes, I will agree. And I'm ready for all this allergen to move on out of our area.
Yeah, you've been sicky.
I'm so tired of it. I think I've said that like on two episodes already.
There's two or three, and it's like every time Christy's sick.
It's like every time the weather shifts, it's that shifting that's doing it.
Well, you know, we live in East Texas, and so the weather's like, we get up in the morning, it's cold and shitty, and then in the afternoon, it's warm, and then before we go to bed, it's cold and shitty again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my husband got up this morning. I'm having a grandbaby this weekend, and my husband got up this morning, and he was like, I think I have the flu, and I was like,
No.
And then I called my son to come do flower shop deliveries for me. My cousin has been in the hospital. I was supposed to go get him. I couldn't get him because I had a funeral this morning. Mikey got up, called him. He was like, I can't come in. I'm sick. And so I was like, holy crap. Like, I can't have all these sick people around me. So it's just been...
I don't have anything contagious. Mine is just irritation from all these allergens.
I had to open a beer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And mine was already open, so no judgment here. No judgment here. Now, I do have to say this. My day was not shitty. It was busy. Busy, 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 busy. Yeah. We are getting ready to do our very first runway show.
Yes, that's so fun.
And it's going to be this weekend, and we're trying to get all the new things steamed that's not done yet, because you can't just take clothing out of the packages.
Yeah, you have to, like,
disgusting. And
I know, I hate them. Gonna miss that.
Yeah, but. And we've had some come in for their fittings to make sure that they're gonna have, you know, you don't want them to be looking crazy. So
yeah,
but it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. But it was just crazy. We got tanners like crazy. But we have so many new items that people are wanting to shop, and I don't blame them. By the way, if you're looking for some cute summer stuff, we're starting to get that in.
I am looking for some cute summer stuff because none of my clothing currently fits me. So, yeah, I'm just...
I feel you.
I've lost some weight in some places, but then I've found it in other places. And so my...
Okay, that's an age thing. Your body shifts. Things start moving around.
Doing weird stuff. So...
Yep. You know, I think about it. 10 years ago, I used to get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would go run 4 miles before I started my day.
Yeah. I used to work out, like, every day religiously, and I haven't done that in years.
I couldn't even run from a serial killer right now.
Let me tell you what I've done. I bought myself a tricycle off of Amazon. It's an adult tricycle. It was supposed to come 85% assembled. Do you know that this piece of shit came 0% assembled? And the instructions are like, English is not my first language. Like, were written by somebody that English was not their first language. Which is fine. Like, I get it. But it just says, like, the brake assembly came just in pieces. And it says, put together the brake assembly and then just attach it to the handlebars with no instruction of how to do it.
Oh my God.
And then at one point in the instructions, it says, we suggest that you look up a YouTube video. Like, why couldn't you just put the instructions of, like, attach this to this and do this, this, this?
The YouTube, like, videos are not bad, though, because you can see, like, hands-on how to do it. I don't know. Like, you and I have talked privately about, like, my opinions on a lot of the current trending shopping methods.
Oh, I buy it from Amazon.
I know. I'm hearing you. But even Amazon, like, I do shop from Amazon. I do. Especially whenever I was doing cakes full time.
I was
always constantly having to order this or that. And I did a lot of online shopping. But Man, I don't know, just after working in a small business, yeah, it is, it's more in your face what happens. Maybe it's because we're in a small town too, I'm not sure. But being in a small town and seeing the way our economy has affected, and it's not just our economy. Some of it is because of some of the shopping options that people have now.
Yeah.
It completely cuts out anybody local making any money at all. And yeah, so that may not seem like that big of a deal.
Well, that happens in the flower shop business too. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
and it may not seem like that big of a deal until you start thinking about how many tax dollars are not going into your community.
Yeah.
And that's going to be affecting, like, if it's affecting the small businesses, it's going to affect your town.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have refrained from shopping on Shein.
Thank you, my friend.
Because you told me to.
I roll my eyes. I do. Every time she said, "I'm sorry, I bought it off Shein," I'm like, girl, they are stealing from Americans.
They are. They are
stealing designs.
Oh,
holy
yeah
cow. Like, I don't even know if I've said this on here before, but there's another boutique that's semi-local to us that on Shein, they used pictures of her. She took photos of herself wearing the clothing that she sells in her store. They stole her pictures off of her website.
That's crazy.
And they're using her pictures in the ad for Shein. And it's not even the same company that made what she was wearing.
Oh,
they stole the design. They stole the photos. And every dime that you spend on Temu, Shein, places like that, it goes directly into the pockets of these people that are stealing from the people who are the designers. And
yeah,
you're losing all your tax dollars in your community, in your country. It's crazy.
Yeah, after you and I had an in-depth conversation about it, I was like, damn it. But I haven't really shopped on
and
Shein
it
after
really
that.
It really is good deals that are on there. Yeah. I get that.
Well, my reasoning for it was I can't, in the job that I have, these are $70 jeans I have on, and they've got a hole on them. They've got stains all in them. I can't justify the expense, you know,
right,
for what I do, but
I get it. And, you know, and the price of everything has just gone up. And
oh, yeah. But I've been shopping at the Tiki. I've been buying my $70 jeans.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have to make a nod because we have a new shipment of silver that come in, and I'm just like, I'm so, I'm going to give a shout out to Silver Jeans. I love them. I love them.
I love Silver Jeans.
I love them so much.
These are silvers, but they have a giant hole in the side of them and stain. But did you get any extra long ones for my long legs?
We got some Judy Blues that are long.
Good. I love a Judy Blue, too. I need to size down in those,
We have
though.
Some dad jeans that are so cute. You would love them. And they're long.
Love a dad jean.
You need to come look at the dad jeans.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that tomorrow.
They're a light wash is the only thing, though. They're a lighter wash. I wish they were darker, but they're a light wash.
Well, that's okay. That'll be fine for spring.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. So,
Oh, okay. I have an update on something that we talked about before.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so and honestly, my information that I got was from Candace Owens.
Love Candace Owens.
Okay.
Shout out.
I have been so obsessed with listening to everything I could about this case with between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. And I don't know if you knew about this, but they hired an ex-CIA dude to do their PR for them because she has gotten such a bad reputation now in the public eye. I cannot imagine where that reputation came from.
God. She but did it to herself.
Deal. Here's the deal. The dude that they hired is the exact same one that got in trouble for lying about Hunter Biden.
Oh, God.
Yeah, same guy. So they hired somebody that all of America already knows is a liar. And this is who they're using to put out information so that American people can start feeling sorry for somebody that used the Me Too movement to justify trying to take over a movie that she did not own the rights to. Like, I just cannot with these people.
Well, in other news, I saw that Colleen Hoover has got another movie's fixing to come out.
Yes, she's going to do Verity.
Yes, yeah. I haven't read any of her books. I need to, but...
I'm sorry, y'all. That noise is me. I was snacking. Yeah, I brought goldfish.
Christy needs snacks.
Dropped one. Okay, so the book Verity is so good. And the one thing I love about her as an author is that there's a different feel and style to almost every book that she writes. And it's almost like you can... You know how an actor has to take on the character that they're playing?
Yeah.
So you may see this person in two different movies and they're complete different people. Yeah. So it's like that when she writes. Her writing style is different. The stories, I don't know, but Verity is more of a thriller. And it's about an author.
That's more at my alley because I love a thriller.
Okay, this one's really good. Like, when you're reading the book, you're just saying literally, what the fuck? The whole time, you're just like, you just don't, like... And you're guessing, and you're guessing wrong, but then you're guessing, maybe, I don't know. It's good. It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Do you ever want to hurt your own feelings really bad? Google yourself.
Google yourself.
Googled our podcast earlier.
Uh-oh.
And there was an AI overview of our podcast.
Oh, no.
Let me pull it up. I laughed so hard. Hold on, I can't find
that. I never even thought of doing that.
But Blake Lively got shot down in court recently with some bullshit.
Oh, she was trying to get the judge to pass this. They were trying to get the judge to say yes, that they needed complete access to all phone records, text messages, and everything. I think it was through AT&T. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And for like years before.
Yeah, she said that none of this happened until 2024, but she was asking for records from back in 2022. And for every phone call, every text message. Can you imagine if they legalized somebody being able to go and look up 3 years worth of text messages you send to people? Like, I might be arrested for some of the crap that I say. You know, people can't read into a text message if you're joking. Or my husband and I have a couple of friends that, like, sometimes we're in a group chat together and we'll text raunchy stuff to each other. It's a joke. It is a joke. But other people might could see that and think, oh my gosh, look how...
I've sent naughty stuff to my husband, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, this was, like, my husband will send dirty joke memes, and some of them are beyond a little bit dirty.
God. Jerry Brown.
I know, but he's funny.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't mean anything by it, you know, but the fact is somebody else could see that, and they don't know the context.
Yeah.
They don't know that, yeah. So I'm so glad that a judge was like, no, you cannot have unlimited access to stuff that has nothing. It's like they are on a fishing expedition. They've already filed.
So dumb.
You know, they're doing this. They filed this suit.
I'm stupid. I can't.
And then they're on a fishing expedition to try to figure out what they're gonna accuse him of now, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's so dumb. But I can't find the thing I was looking at earlier about our podcast, but it was like, the foul language might be offensive.
It might.
And I was like, well, fuck.
Well, it does say it's rated M, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're rated M. Sometimes we're mature, sometimes we're not.
Well, you know, we should be rated I for immature.
I like that better.
Or rated F for the fuck word we say a lot.
I mean, there's that. You know, and that's such a funny word. I mean, as far as cuss words go.
We should do an episode about, like, the history of the fuck word. Where did that word come from? Why are people so offended by it? I'll look that up later.
Okay.
But the AI overview did say we were funny.
Oh, good. So. I'm so glad that AI thinks we're funny.
I mean, at least somebody thinks we're funny.
That's true.
So I just finished editing our guest episode.
Okay.
So that's coming out on Thursday. And we finally have enough listeners to where I can schedule out episodes. Because you have to have, like, the way it works is there's certain parts of the website you can use. If you have this many listeners, you can use this part. If you have this many listeners, you can use this part. And so we finally have enough listeners to where I can schedule out episodes to where, like, if we ever get ahead again.
Got you. Oh, I wanted to tell you something just whenever you were talking about AI thinking we're funny. So I do live videos all the time. And for where I work, and I've had people, like, when we've gone out to dinner and somebody came up to me that knew who I was because of that, but I'll have people come in all the time and say, oh my gosh, you're so funny, and like, we're like legit just being normal, like, we're not even, this isn't scripted, I'm not trying to be funny, but okay, well, this lady that she comes and tans, and she brought her daughter in. I'd never met her daughter's an adult, and so her daughter was in the boutique shopping while her mom was tanning. And every time I said anything, she was there while I was doing a live video. And every time I said anything, she just kept laughing. And I'd say something else, and she just kept laughing. I'm thinking, man, I'm on a roll today. People are really thinking I'm funny. So she came to the store, the mother did, yesterday. And I was telling her, oh, your daughter was so sweet. And I was like, every time I said anything, she just laughed. I guess she really thought I was funny. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that wasn't offensive. She has shaken baby syndrome. No, I mean, that's not funny, but the fact that I was thinking that I'm just so clever and funny, maybe I'm not as funny as I thought I was.
Oh, Christy. That's not funny at all.
It's inappropriately funny? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, she thought you were funny.
I guess she did.
I mean, at least you didn't make her cry.
No, and she was so sweet. And no, I did not make her cry. I did make her buy a couple of things, though.
Oh, yeah.
Twist that arm a little bit. But anyway, yeah, it was fun.
Bless it. Oh, God. Well, what else has been going on? I've been covered up in funerals, like, every day. Have I ever told you how much I hate Monday funerals? They're so hard for me.
Oh, yeah, I bet that is hard. Yeah. You have to come in on Sundays?
Sometimes, yeah. And then, like...
And Sunday's bed rot day.
Sunday's bed rot day.
Yeah.
Sunday belongs to NASCAR in my bed. Yeah. But, no, I didn't have to... I had to come in early on Monday. And then the funeral was at, like, 1 o'clock. So, I had to, like, hurry and get everything done. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been busy. Which is great. Good problem
to
have.
Spent the whole weekend in bed. I did. I had my granddaughter, my oldest daughter, she had surgery. So I had my granddaughter and she spent the night with us. I was with her Wednesday night and then brought her back to my house. She spent Thursday night and all day Friday. And then Friday evening, she started running fever. It just made me feel so bad. But my husband and I, we drove her home. And after that, like, I got dressed on Saturday because I had a date night, had dinner. We literally went to dinner, came back home, and put my pajamas right back on.
Oh,
I did. Yeah. I just spent the whole weekend just trying to rest and get over all this allergen crap. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, my Sunday was disturbed anyway because my cousin that I talk about all the time, he was having, like, shortness of breath problems and had to go to the emergency room and then got admitted to the hospital. And so I've been back and forth checking on him and making sure he has everything he needs and all that stuff. So I've just been funerals on one end and checking on him on the other end. And it's just been...
Yeah, life is kind of chaotic right now.
It's just been so much chaos. Like, I know we've got stuff planned, like, coming up, episodes that we just have not had time to sit down and deal with any of it because both of us have just been so much shit going on. My God.
Yeah, we have the runway show this weekend, and then next weekend we have our Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration, and which is crazy. We do celebrate Mardi Gras in March instead of February. I don't know why. We just kind of started doing it. It was the year of COVID that it was.
Oh, yeah.
Our dates had to get flipped because of us being shut down, and then we were open in March, and it just kind of stuck, and people are used to it, and they like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to have an event up here. I'll just...
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Girl, that would require me having the time to do that and plan it.
That's true. It's hard to, in the business that you're in, to always plan ahead. I get that.
Yeah, I was going to do, like, a 5-year anniversary party in, like, August of last year, and it just, I did not have time.
I know, that was before we were doing podcasts, and I told you I'd make cupcakes for it.
Yes, yep, and I just never had time to do it, so... Maybe I'll try it in August, this August, and we'll do happy 6 years.
Yeah, I think that it's important to do stuff like that.
Yeah, so.
There's still probably people in this community that have no idea that this is a flower shop.
There are so many people that live here and, like, drive by here every day taking their kids to school and do not know this is a flower shop. And there's a big sign out front. So, but yeah, I've got some stuff planned. So,
but you know, that's happened with us as well. Before we redid the building, you cannot not see it now. Just a little bit of changes makes it visible to people, and we have constantly had people saying, oh, this is my first time ever to walk in here. That business has been there for 7 years, almost eight. Wait, 2016, so it's been there almost 9 years.
Yeah, I've got some little changes planned for the outside to make it look different and maybe catch some more in people's eye, but...
Please, Doge, send us a check.
Yeah, please, Doge. Honestly.
I want my money back.
Elon Musk, send me personally a check. I need it for my business.
I do not approve of condoms being sent to Gaza.
I do not approve of Barack Obama getting a $2.9 million a year kickback from Obamacare for the last 10 years.
I saw that. That was insane. That is, there is nothing that should be legal about that.
It's going around on TikTok right now that he's fixing to get arrested.
I saw that, but whenever I looked it up, I didn't see anything else. What do you think? Let's have a discussion about this. We said we weren't going to talk politics, and by God,
girl, that's so all we've done since we had this podcast is talk politics, and that was like the first thing we said, no politics.
Did you watch the interview between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky? Yeah. Oh my gosh. So when I first saw that little clip that was going around.
Oh, bless you, Morris. Did you have a sneezes?
When I first saw that, I only saw just the one that is going around on the news, and it was terrible. Like, I was thinking, oh my gosh, like, they were dogging him, and I was like, no,
disrespectful. Yeah.
So, you know, for everybody that's getting all butt hurt and offended over it, you might want to watch the entire thing, because you can find it. You've got to look for it. Don't just go to CNN and whatever. You've got to look for it and watch the whole thing, because there was way more to that story.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he was antagonizing Vance.
He was disrespect. Like, if you don't, you don't have to respect the person, but you do have to respect the office.
Yeah.
And so they were calling him President Zelensky, and he busted out with JD. No, Vice President Vance is how he should have been addressed.
Right.
Instead of the sarcastic with the head going back and forth, JD. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, he was very disrespectful. He showed up
in that outfit that was like...
Okay, I have not seen this on TikTok. This is my own personal opinion after having watched all of that, was that he knows... Because of, okay, let's talk about Trump's past presidency. Like, all you had to do is continue pestering him with questions and, like, twisting stuff, and he would start acting juvenile.
Oh, yeah.
He would start acting juvenile, and that would be the stuff that got aired. It would always be the negativity stuff. And I think that he knew if he kept pushing the right buttons that they were going to go off. And they did. But
I think they did it in a more mature way than what was done
previously.
Because President Trump in his first term, like, I love him. I do. But, like, he was a little immature with some of the stuff he said. Like, it just wasn't classy.
No.
It was a little ghetto.
No, I've said from the beginning he needed a presidential shusher.
Yeah. And so I think this time, with the way that it was and the way that it played out, he was very presidential in his replies.
He held it together a lot longer than I would have expected that he would, because that was baited.
Yeah, I think his first term he was very, like, short-tempered and, like, new at politics. Well, not really new at politics.
He was, because he's not a politician.
He was new at the game. Right. You know, and so I think now he has a better understanding of what the game is and how to play it. And so I think he did a better job this time.
And I think that what Zelensky was asking for was something that is impossible. Because
did you see the list of congressmen and women who've been getting kickbacks from Ukraine?
No, I did not.
Our very own Texas Crenshaw was on that list. That Ukraine has been, with the money that we're paying Ukraine, all the billions of dollars we've sent over there, congressmen and senators are getting kickbacks from Ukraine to stir the shit pot. So Crenshaw from Texas, who was caught on a hot mic just a couple weeks ago talking about how he wanted to kill Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
He's a Republican. He's not a Republican, he's a rhino. But you represent the people of Texas, sir. And the people of Texas spoke quite loudly in the election. With there was, what, one or two blue counties? And the whole big-ass state of Texas? And you represent Texas.
I think that there were three.
Maybe three. It was like El Paso area, down by Houston, San Antonio somewhere.
Dallas.
And maybe Dallas.
Austin.
Yeah, there was a few, like, Texas is big. I don't think people realize how big Texas is. You can drive for, like, 10 or 12 hours and still be in Texas.
Yeah.
From where we live.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It used to take us 15 hours to get to El Paso.
Yeah, it's, Texas is big. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't understand how big Texas is. It's a very big state.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that live
here. You could fit several small countries inside of Texas.
You can. You can fit half of New England in Texas. So, which, you know, there's some areas of Texas that are not as highly populated as other areas, but Texas is a big state. It's got a lot of people.
There's a lot of population here.
Yeah, so.
Well, okay, so back to that deal with Zelensky and what he was asking for. Do you know if they were, this is all my take once again, that, you know, if they were to say, okay, let's let him join NATO and all this stuff, do you realize what that would look like if he joined NATO and then all of a sudden Russia's, listen, all I'm going to say is it's going to look like we're all ganging up on Russia, which, by the way, I think China and Russia probably would align with each other on this. And I mean, World War III is not, like, when he said you're gambling with World War III, that is no joke. Like, this country has had a history of being money launderers and thugs, and, like, and I'm not saying that's all the people that are there, and I do feel bad about people being pulled off the street and forced into military service that they didn't even sign up for.
I want to make a point also about Ukraine. All these Democrats going, if you don't side with Ukraine, this and that. Okay, well, all the Democrats are also for, you know, like, this and that of the transgender rights and this and that of whatever. Do you know that in Ukraine, marriage is between a man and a woman, period?
That's right.
There's no gay marriage.
Nope.
There's no trans, like, that's illegal over there. And so for all these Democrats saying, we side with Ukraine, you're spitting in the face of half your constituents.
Yep, for sure.
Like,
okay, and I did see another thing. This is not about that, but this is like about, I don't know because I didn't do a deep dive search on this, but I did see a article about how Trump was wanting to cut timber in part of the national forest and all this, and people are having a huge fit about this. I do have to say this, how hypocritical this whole thing is. because we have been taxing people on cows farting.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm telling you, cattle ranchers are becoming fewer and fewer and fewer here. We have all this grazing land here. We have water access. We have pasture land. We have the perfect temperament here for cattle ranching. And instead, we have beef coming from where they're cutting down the rainforest.
Yeah. No, but they don't have a problem cutting down trees in other countries. We just can't do it here because it's conservation.
Come on.
Come on.
What is the difference?
Well, there's some kind of little fucking stupid bird that might need to be saved. That, you know, there's bajillions of them that nobody really cares about. Like, I get endangered species and stuff, but, I mean, it's... People go too far with conservation. Like, it's...
Well, it's hypocritical.
Yeah, it's hypocritical. You're cutting down trees.
Completely hypocritical.
You're doing stuff in other countries and supporting it wholeheartedly and paying for it.
Yes.
But we can't do it here because...
No, we're going to go and pay for them. We're going to give them money to do this there.
Basically.
And then they're going to, in turn, ship the products here and we're going to have to pay tariffs from them. But by golly, we better not charge tariffs. And I mean, this whole thing is insane.
Well, Congress wants to play the Lorax. You know, and save the trees and save this and save that and save the stupid little fucking fish and all this other shit. Why are we not using resources? This country was founded on resources that were found in this country. Plant more trees, shit.
Yep.
You cut down a tree, you plant a tree.
That's what we do around here.
That's what we do around here.
Yep.
Drive through East Texas and see how many pine trees you can find neatly planted in rows.
Yep.
Specifically to harvest in 20 years.
Oh, and I did see some of the people that were complaining about that. They were saying, we don't even use paper products that much anymore. Are you kidding me? You can't even buy plastic straws in restaurants. You have to get paper straws.
Oh, you can now.
But...
Because President Trump signed
it. I know, but I'm just saying, there are some people that are not going to be on board with using plastic. Okay, but yes, we do still use paper goods, but this isn't even about paper goods, you know? Do you know how many people are having to rebuild their homes right now? Or, yep.
My son, right outside this window, building a house. He built a 16 by 24 little tiny house. Do you know how much it's cost him? He's paid probably over $10,000 just to get it dried in. Just to get it dried in. He hadn't got the roof on it yet, but he's paid for it. But yeah, just to get it dried in. That's putting it up on blocks.
I think it's the coolest thing that he's trying to do everything as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, he's saved a lot of money doing it himself. And it's so cute, and he's so proud of the color he picked for it and all that stuff. But yeah, $10,000 just to dry in a 16 by 24 house. Imagine people that have had storm damage or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Trying to rebuild.
And this is why all our insurance rates are going so high. It's because the prices keep skyrocketing. Because we can't cut down trees here. We need to get them from somewhere else. Because guess what? You still need lumber. You need lumber. You gotta have it. I don't know. I just
think we're living in a time that is very
hypocritical.
I think it's unprecedented the way the things that are happening and the way things are coming out, and the next 4 years is gonna be like the wildest fucking ride that anybody's ever been on, just because the things are gonna come out about the corruption, the money laundering, like all the things that have been hidden for 60, 70 years that nobody's talked about. Nobody's like, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse because I say it like every week, I feel like. But shit. You know? Shit's wrong.
Yeah. It is.
I require a new beer because I went off the rails for a minute. But that's okay. It happens.
Well, I mean, it is a lot of the stuff that's going on, it is enough to anger the average American citizen, you know, it really is. Now, I do have to kind of go off on a different tangent here.
Love a tangent, yes, do it.
With us, you know, finding all this mismanaged money and all that. But I have been sitting and biding my time waiting on this Epstein stuff to come out.
Girl. Okay, so the state of New York FBI office withheld documents from Pam Bondi and started trying to destroy documents, all of which have now been fired, forcibly removed from the building. Fuck off. In the words of Balin. You know, the girl with the Tourette's.
Oh, I love her so much.
I love her so much.
Did you watch that new documentary?
I haven't. I've seen like little bits and pieces of it on TikTok, but I haven't had time to like sit down and watch the show. But I love
Balin Out Loud.
Yes, I love her so much.
Yeah.
I don't have Tourette's, but
I'm so proud of her though, because you know
she's doing so good.
You're talking something that, you know, she's gone through so many circumstances of people making fun of her for things that she has zero control over, and the fact that she's willing to put herself out there to help, you know, the average.
I do follow her on TikTok. I followed her on TikTok for a long time.
But just to help people understand this is what this is like for people, because, I mean, if you don't, if you haven't been around something like that, you don't understand, you know. It's really easy for some of us to just, you know, giggle or whatever. And I love her sense of humor.
Yeah, she's funny.
It's so funny sometimes when they'll say, where did that come from? She's like, I don't know.
But yeah, Tweena.
She's precious.
She's great.
We love you, Balin.
We love you, Balin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just lose my temper sometimes about the stupid shit that's going on.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So what else are we going to talk about today? This is just kind of a random episode. We've got stuff planned. We just don't have time to do it today.
Well, okay. So this was my fault today that, you know, because I came in ill-prepared because of my work day today.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really that prepared either because of all this shit that I've had going on, so. have you seen Lacey anymore?
Oh, I watched the whole Lacey. Hold up. Lacey.
From last
episode. Oh, no. Yeah. I have seen her. She actually came in today. She said that, okay, this is an upcoming episode.
Yeah, this is coming out Thursday. Yet. Yeah.
So this coming, we're going backwards here because this one's going to come in after that. But yes, we have an episode that by this point you will have already heard it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting my ducks in a row in my brain now. And she told me that her mother does want to come back.
Yay.
And that she's going to do a reading the next time she comes back.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
I'm going to go do a private reading with her.
Have to say this. Like, I did a lot of thinking after we left that evening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lacey kept telling me that that her mom, Kay, is never, like if somebody wants to do a reading, she's for it. She's on it. She's ready. And I just started thinking, and I'm pretty sure I texted this to you, but I've had situations in the past where I went in for a reading, and I've had somebody refuse to do one for me because they said they would say stuff like that my energy was too high or my aura was too much. I'm too much. And I kind of wonder, and that's what I said. I hope that I didn't make her nervous.
Well, she did tell you that my granddad thought she was trying.
Batshit crazy.
He thinks you're batshit crazy.
No, but I do know that sometimes, like, and I've even had a friend that was saying that, you know, you can pick up vibes from people.
Yeah.
And, like, when somebody's going through something and you can be there for them, but sometimes, like, whenever I'm frustrated or whatever, that it's big. Like, it's all over. I wear everything all over.
Yeah.
And I think that my energy is, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So I hope that that's not what it is. We'll find out, because I'm going to just point blank ask her.
Yeah.
Because I have had the situation happen, like I said, that I was going to do a reading and they just said I can't. It was too much for them.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting too much off of me. It was too much.
Yeah. Well, after after that episode and, like, talking with her and, like, because we talked a little bit about, like, you know, abilities and, like, if you have abilities that have been squashed down and your pops have been clogged, as she said, or whatever, like, how to open yourself back up to that kind of thing. And so I've been doing a little research trying to see if I can open myself back up to things that I had when I was a kid. So I'm on a
spiritual... It might make you see more ghosts.
I know. Well, I mean, it's like, is that going to be a good thing? Is that going to be a bad thing? I don't know. Because I already have quite a bit of ghostly activity in my life. But, I mean, you know, I'm going to see what happens.
So, I didn't tell you this yet, that I'll just go ahead and talk about it on here, because my daughter is one of our listeners. But she was talking, you know, everybody is just, like, so tight with finances right now.
Ugh,
once again, yes. This freaking economy. But she was talking about a possible different trip for us to take this year instead of going to St.
Louis. Okay.
She was talking about us going to New Orleans. Not, like, to do the whole Bourbon Street and all that.
I don't want
to
do that.
But to go into, like, the old French Quarter, like, do, like, the ghost tours and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I can do that. I've had one experience in New Orleans, and we went, like, during the day. In just, like, the middle of the day on, like, a Wednesday. I didn't have a good time. It was just so many... It was a lot of energy. It was just a lot of energy for me. I was overstimulated.
Yeah, I was fixing to say, are you sure you want to open yourself up to more stuff? Because you're talking a lot of energy or just people?
Well, it was a lot of people, but it was also a lot of energy. Like, people trying to sell me things and, like, trying to touch me. I got accosted back up a lot of homeless people.
Where did you go while you were there?
The French Quarter.
It was the French Quarter.
It was the French Quarter. And then, like, we went down Bourbon Street, and I had to be the designated driver that trip. So I was already not having a good time.
I say we stay somewhere and we don't have to have a DD.
Yeah.
Uber.
Yeah. And so I was already not having a good time because I was sober. And, it was not that, and also I had kids with me, so.
I didn't have a good time. Vibe.
I didn't have a good time. But yeah, maybe with grown up people, and I can have a drink or two, I'll have a better time.
I think it would be fun to do that because they have such a history with the spiritual side and all.
Yeah, I'd like to do, like, go in some of the older cemeteries and do, like, that kind of stuff. The people I was with were like, it's disrespectful to go in the cemeteries. And I was like, fuck off. That's my favorite thing to do is go in the cemeteries. I do that here.
I found there's a cemetery here, and I don't remember exactly where it is, but somewhere close. We're talking somewhere close to where we're at that we found gravestones that were dated before the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's fascinating. Like, if you go up north, you can find stuff that's predating America. Okay?
Yeah.
But we don't get that here.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was in Watertown. I was in Watertown, New York. That was when my youngest lived in New York. And we had went into a museum. And they had, like, some Union uniforms and stuff. And, I mean, I was having a ball. Looking, I love this kind of stuff anyway. And I was just, you know, looking over these things. I was fascinated. I was like, wow, I've never seen Civil War memorabilia from the Union side. And she just looked up and she said, how sad. Okay, so she was telling me, when I told her I'd never seen from the Union side before, and she was saying how sad. And, you know, I go on a little bit, and I was sitting there thinking, I said, have you ever seen it from the Confederate side? And she said, no. And I said, how sad. But on that same trip, I found a Bible, you know, that everything used to be recorded in the Bibles.
Yeah.
Family history, births, deaths, all that. And there was one that was dated back in the 1600s. And I mean, I'm just like floored because the history that's up north.
Oh, yeah.
Is like.
Much older than it is here.
Yes.
Do you know where you can go and find some weird memorabilia?
Where?
San Antonio.
Oh, I love San Antonio.
Do you know that every antique store I went into in San Antonio had so much Nazi stuff?
What?
Yes.
Why?
It was a thing.
Huh.
But yeah, there's memorabilia, Nazi memorabilia, lots of it.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And New Braunfels is a German town.
That's true.
And so around New Braunfels, San Antonio, like down around that area, there's Nazi memorabilia, lots of it.
Oh wow.
And like, I was like, what are you? I just never seen that kind of thing before, and so I was like, this is just a thing that's in the store.
Yeah.
The hell? I'm sure that's how the Union feels about us Confederates down here.
Probably, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you have... Listen, it's not... It's not like I am politicizing this. This is...
It's a different... It's a cultural difference. It's a difference in...
It's a southern thing, I guess, maybe? I don't know.
I guess, like, the north was... settled first.
Right.
And this was more of like the wild, wild west and unsettled and a little bit different than...
Right. We were not civilized.
Yeah, we were a little uncivilized down here. We were doing
We're probably still a little uncivilized.
I for sure am uncivilized. I think we all know this about me and my bad language, so...
I don't know.
But, yeah. I need... a date where we can go antiquing.
Oh yeah, for sure. I love going.
Also, I need a tattoo.
Yeah.
We need to do a friend outing.
Yep. Absolutely necessary for my mental health.
My mental health has been suffering lately, and just gonna put that out there. If nobody could tell the rants and shit that I've been doing.
I just apologized to her while ago, like, I know that you're going to see that there was an area that we had to take a break because she had to get up and get the beer. But I apologize. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I think that I just made your day worse bringing that up.
No, it's just...
Oh.
Oh, God. I just... It's been one thing after another. And then, like, all the stuff that's going on, like, in the country, I have a hard time, like, not taking it personal because...
But that is personal, though. That is.
I mean,
you know, I don't care.
You can name a politician.
I don't care if they're the president. I don't care if they're a senator or a representative, whatever. These are people that we elect and we pay their salary. And to know that they are ripping us off.
The Crenshaw stuff hit me hard because that's a Texas guy.
Yeah.
And he's a veteran. Like, he's given up so much for this country, and he's going to sell it out?
Mm-mm.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
No. But, I mean...
And he's a Republican!
I still do believe... Well, it doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. Greed is greed regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever people see the opportunity to have more dollar signs in their eyes... And, you know, I remember... You know, this is kind of... I remember my dad always telling me, you can't take it with you when you go. Listen, I don't care how much money you have. You can be rich. You can be poor. I'm not going to look at you any different. I'm going to look at the inside. I want to see the character of the person.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the reason why so many of us, and yes, that includes myself, are interested in seeing people come forward to do some of these jobs that are not politicians.
Yeah. I think it's great. I think it's great. My husband just pulled up.
Okay.
He's going to come in here and be so precious.
Oh.
But yeah, I just... Ugh. Hey, babe.
Hi.
What you doing, babe? Hi, babe.
Are y'all recording?
We are. You want to say hello?
Hello.
What you got?
You kind of sound like John Dutton.
Oh, yes.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. We're going to wrap this up, and then I'll be right with you. okay, I got to take care of family stuff. So, and we've got a meeting in about 15 minutes. So,
All right. Well, hey, y'all, find us on Facebook.
I did get Patreon going. Patreon's up.
Good.
You can't give us money on Patreon yet because I have to pay money for you to be able to give me money. So, but our Cash App is listed in our bio, so Cash App me some money and I'll pay the Patreon fees.
That sounds like a great deal.
So somebody send me $5 a month and I'll pay Patreon $5 a month, and then other people can pay us if they want to. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook. Email us at weareallittlebitdead@gmail.com. It's WEREG.
No. LILBIT.
Yep.
DEAT at gmail.com.
I forgot how to spell, Christy. My God. Okay. All right. Well, we'll catch you next week. Send us an email and tell us why you're a little bit dead inside. Ow. Morris?
We're a little bit dead right now because Sam's cat just
bit me. Oh, God. All right. I'm out.
Bye.
Bye.